This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Unbelievably, the NFL draft begins 2 weeks from Thursday. A perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Chad Ryder from NFL.com, draft expert. And Chad, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with your five-round mock that I'm looking at. And you have the Ravens and Bills making a trade. Ravens trading down to 30 and taking Malachi Starks, who a lot of people seem to have linked the Ravens to. Why do you like the fit?
Well, I just think that's a typical Ravens pick where you're taking a really good football player that's been allowed to fall in the draft because he's not a plus athlete, and certainly they could use some help at the position, even with Kyle Hamilton. And of course, it's a very similar story to Kyle Hamilton. You know, they just fell in love with the player, not the 40 time. And I'm hoping teams have figured out not to let guys like Cooper DeJean and Brian Branch fall into the second round, just because they maybe don't fit exactly what they think a free safety or a nickel should look like. And you just get a playmaker, and the Ravens could be in that position where they take him, and, or, you know, they could look at other guys at that spot. But I just think he's a, you know, he fits the mold of the kind of guy that they end up picking.
Well, and to that end, and it might be splitting hairs a little bit because a lot of these guys are chess pieces, but how do you stack the top of the safety class? Because it's certainly, and in your mock, you don't have it going this way. Like, Starks might not be the first safety who's taken.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had Nick Amanawori going ahead of him.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I have him second guy off the board, and I think that's the case. I think, again, just it's hard to take a guy who isn't a plus athlete like in the middle of the first round. Yeah. It doesn't really happen. So that's why I kind of put them in that order.
Chad, the Ravens are certainly in the market for defensive line help throughout this draft, and we've heard a lot about the strength of this defensive line group. How good is it?
You're going to be able to find contributors, you know, all the way through the end of the draft. If I remember correctly, there were 38 or 39 defensive tackles at the combine, and usually that number is closer to 30. There's real strength throughout the draft on the interior, and there's a good edge class as well. You're going to get your typical, you know, your typical Ravens third or fourth round edge guy who's just going to be, you know, a really good starter for you, a really solid starter. So they'll be able to address that. And I wouldn't be shocked if they, you know, you saw a couple picks on defensive tackles just because of the really lack of depth they had there. But you can get a really good guy in the middle of the draft and a really good guy at the end of the draft, and then pretty soon you're feeling pretty good about your.
We're talking with Chad Ryder. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Chad, you have three quarterbacks going in the first seven picks. I am curious, though, what do you think of this quarterback class?
I think, you know, I was talking to somebody else about this today, like, where would I put Cam Ward in last year's class, for example? Hmm. And I think he's right in the mix between Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels. His game is sort of a mix of both guys. Where he's a sturdy pocket guy, can run a little bit. And I think he does a little bit of everything. So I really like Cam Ward. Shedeur Sanders is a guy that I really want to see with a strong offensive line and a good running game, because he really hasn't had that. He did not have that in Colorado. And I really would like to see him as a quick passing game instead of waiting for everybody to get open 15 yards downfield to get the first down. So I think he's a really good in the pocket, very anticipatory thrower. So I think he could be a really good pro if given the right situations. And Dart, I have going to the Jets because, you know, he looks like an NFL quarterback, and sometimes guys are just picked because of that. I know he's got good work ethic. I know he's a tough runner. He's a tough, competitive individual. And teams sort of fall in love with a guy like that. I don't think he's probably wouldn't be in the top six of last year, but I think he's got enough of tools and some of the intangibles that teams want at that position. So I think he's going to go in the first round. Then you've got a bunch of guys second and third round that have positives and negatives and could turn into something in time. Quinn Ewers, Jalen Milroe, Tyler Shook, Kyle McCord potentially on day two. So there's a bunch of guys with some potential. But, you know, we've seen enough of those guys over time to know that maybe two of them end up becoming starters.
Again, you've done a 5-round mock, and I'm guessing at some point you might get all the way to 7. So just wanted to kind of look a little bit at what else you have the Ravens doing. You've got them taking a tackle at NC State, Anthony Belton, in the 2nd round. What do you think of this offensive line class overall? And just what are some other potential sort of position groups or player matches that you see for the Ravens down the road?
Yeah, I don't think it's a great class, offensive tackle, but there's enough guys that are going to give you a chance to fill in your depth. You know, re-signing Ronnie Stanley's great, but you need a guy behind him. You need a guy that maybe can play both sides too. The nice thing with Roger Rosengarten is he grew up playing left tackle and had to switch over to the right side. So he could fill that role too. And Belton could play on the right side, even though he played left. So that's kind of a good mix for them. And heck, what they've done with Fa'alele at guard, you know, wouldn't shock me if they played Belton at guard either, because he's a similar body, similar power. So, and then, you know, later in the draft, I have them taking Marcus Tate out of Clemson, you know, another big body guard. And I think that might be good fit for them if they decide to, they want Belton as kind of a swing tackle, and then I love Andrew Voorhees. I mean, he was so good at USC when he was healthy, but he hasn't been healthy.
No.
And I don't know if he's going to win that job this year. I mean, I think he probably would have won it last year, but again, he gets hurt and it's a shame because he's a really talented guy. So you probably need to add some sort of guard on day 3, if not earlier, to compete for that spot.
Chad, you have Travis Hunter going 2, Abdul Carter going 4. Just take those two guys. Like, if we're up to you, is Travis Hunter head and shoulders for you? Is it close? Where are you with those two? Because they seem to be the best two non-quarterbacks in this draft.
Yeah, Travis Hunter is miles. I shouldn't say miles, but he's a unicorn. He is the best receiver and corner in this draft. He is smart. He's a good teammate. There's really not. And if I didn't like Cam Ward so much as a quarterback, I would say that the Titans should just forget about quarterback and go with Travis Hunter. But Cam Ward could be a really good player, and you don't win in the AFC without a quarterback. So I get it. I would understand that. And I've had him number 1, you know, since the end of the season going to the Titans. So, but Travis Hunter is a unicorn, and you know I think the Browns should just grab him and be thrilled to have a star on that team, because that city needs a star, he's going to be a special player.
Chad Ryder, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Try to get some sleep over
Thanks,
the next
buddy.
Couple weeks.
2 rounds to go.
Yeah, 2 rounds to go. April 18th, Friday, is that 7-rounder. So
nice.
Look out.
Nice.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner. And if Zach Eflin is going to miss some time, could the Orioles possibly go to a 4-man rotation for the immediate future? And something we haven't talked a whole lot about, but we need to get to. What we saw from Felix Bautista last night. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.